Good evening. This podcast is aimed to help people understand themselves better. We'll start by answering the question, why things come to an end. Every experience in life in some way comes to an end. But for the most part, are we satisfied in the end? The following terms are the keys to go through almost anything. If you master your relationship with people, the time management and self-discipline. For example, when you have a mission to accomplish, it's either a task you've entitled yourself or someone else give it to you. Let's say there are four types of personality. Bear with me to discover them. The first type. Some might see them as ordinary people with no plans. In general, when they face a problem, they will hit the target without trying to find out a way. Those are called sanguine. They are emotional type person. They react and live with the moment. And then the second type, they are very meticulous, well organized. The well organized type of person, but sometimes they are well too organized that it can slow them down in the process. And don't be surprised, they will scrutinize every tiny details. For example, choosing between two shades of blue would take hours and then. Furthermore, they also want to be in control of things, which is something that always slip out of our hands. Sometimes you just need to let it go. That ending mirrors the phlegmatic types. They are the kings of procrastination. Of course, they may have the will, the intention to accomplish a task. That's why they always come up with the phrase, "Oh, I will do it later." That sentence goes from later to tomorrow. The most laid-back people on the planet goes through a cycle trying to make it out with time. Indeed, the dangerous part is that you don't have to mess with time because it's precious, since one cannot take it for granted, of course, cannot control it, or at least cannot pause it. Finally, let's meet the last type of personality. They are the most stubborn people you will ever meet. They are for sure the cholerics. Never in doubt, they seem to know what they want in life. Some people will call them bone leaders. You can define them as being charismatic as well, because, you know, for the most part, they manage to find out a way people trust them somehow. Now let me ask you a question. Which type of personality represents you the best? Are you a procrastinator? Are you a headstrong? Are you meticulous? Or are you an emotional type? Take your time and relax if you're phlegmatic. No, I'm just joking. You just need to discipline yourself and have some integrity in your life. As a phlegmatic, your motto should be, when you say something, you do it. Time is sometimes like a wave passing over a rock. That's how you feel when it has tricked you more than once. You will feel desperate, useless, lost in time. In that exact same moment, even a clock or a compass wouldn't help. I will repeat myself, but discipline will be your savior. Having a plan through the day helps you be more efficient and more productive. When you have a goal in life, hitting it becomes way more easier. You don't have to be an artist to master how to draw a pathway. Easiest part would be drawing it, but knowing the value of that drawing is the hardest part. So your first step would be to identify what your drawing can possibly mean. And the second part would be to label it. And the third part would be to believe in your drawing And the fourth part would be to focus. Focusing is the last and the hardest step, because through the way there will be lots of hinders, sidetracks. Those who succeed are the one that stays on the track, no matter how hard things get. To conclude, I will just say, I still don't know why things come to an end. Well, because they do. I think it means we have to savor every moment, enjoy every second, because before we know it, we're out of time. Dave Barrow. Have a nice evening. Enjoy.